We're getting ready to see some pro stock racing. We'll get our drivers to the podium. I see Peter McGilvery has made his way up to the podium from Nova Truck Centers. We have Rudy, Darren, and Dave from Parts for Trucks, our series sponsor, getting ready to greet our 21-car starting field. And we'll begin with car number 11. It's the Mega Enterprises Reaction Auto Sales BTP Construction number 11. Light Jog to the podium from Fall River, Nova Scotia, ladies and gentlemen, Marty Prevost. It's the Hickok Service Center, Hammerdown Roofing and Construction, number 22. Next up on the grid, he'll start in P20. From Charlottetown, one of the X-Side Batteries Rookie of the Year contenders, Joel Hickok. Right on board, Locksmith Wet and Wild Car Wash, number 14. Next up on the list, from Albany, Prince Edward Island, ladies and gentlemen, Terry Dugay. Microcomputer Atlantic and South Shore Speed and Sound, number 21, from Bridgewater, Nova Scotia, Sean Pierce. Speedy Auto Center, Tacoma Drive, 20 degrees limited, number 24, from Waverly, Nova Scotia, Steve Ross. A.E. McKay Builders, Pubs Drive-Thru Bottle Exchange, number 32, last season's X-Side Batteries Rookie of the Year, from Quispam, Sis, New Brunswick, Sarah McKay. Vance Haynes Auto Rebuilders and Sangster's Automotive, number 51, from Upper Kennecook, Nova Scotia, Vance Haynes. Not on our grid, scheduled to start, position number 14, is the Happy Harry's Affordable Building Center Dodge, number 97, for John Fleming. Car number 66, just making it to the grid, is the K. Hubley Woodworking and Contracting and English Jewelers, number 66, from Hubley, Nova Scotia, Daryl Marr. H&P Glover Vector Aerospace and the home base for RDMD Refrigeration, car number 8, from Westmoreland, Prince Edward Island, Kent Vincent. Castle Building Centers, KA Holdings Incorporated, number 5, from Brudenell, Prince Edward Island, starting in 11th, Jonathan Hicken. And now your top 10, we begin with the Dexter Construction Municipal Group, number 0, from Enfield, Nova Scotia, Sean Turple. The United Services and Planet Vapor, number 94, starts in position number 9. It is your leading X-Side Batteries Rookie of the Year contender from Prospect Road, ladies and gentlemen, DJ Casey. True North Automotive, Shaw's Towing, McKenna Brothers Service Center, number 18. I know he's got some fans in the stands, from Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island, Darren McKinnon. Loyalist Marble and Tile, Atlantic Dodge Dealers Dodge, number 29, from Springvale, Prince Edward Island, Greg Proud. Halifax Glass and Mirror, Archibald Drilling and Blasting, and Howard Little Excavating, number 99, will start in position number 6, from Terrence Bay, Craig Slonwhite. The Quinn Flooring, Blankhorn Auto Recyclers, the Cat Shack and CSS Insurance, number 67, is your point leader on the Parts of Trucks Pro Stock Tour. From Truro, Nova Scotia, Dylan Blankhorn. Atlantic Tilt Load, Irving Oil Blending and Packaging, number 53, starting on the outside of row at number 2. From Porter's Lake, Nova Scotia, Cole Butcher. Greenfield Enterprise, Eastern Mechanics, Wendell Taylor's Garage, number 91. From Cornwall, Prince Edward Island, starting in P3, give it up for Dylan Gosby. And McKay's Truck and Trailer, King Freight Line, King Competition, number 13, outside row number 1, from Lower Sackville, Nova Scotia, Brad Eddy. He trails the series point leader by 1 point heading into the Nova Truck Center's 150. It's your pole sitter, the Nova Construction Pioneer Coal Celtic Ford Fusion, number 89, Donald Chisholm.
So that is your starting lineup for tonight's Nova Truck Centers 150 here at Scotia Speed World. Going to be a dynamite race. I threw a tweet out earlier, guys, and I said, where are you tuned in from across Canada, down in the U.S.? I can tell you right now, St. John's tuned in to Racetime Radio, interested in what's going on here tonight. How about Fort McMurray? How about the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series race? We got fans at Sunset Speedway watching the NCATS race, and they've got tonight's Pro Stock race in one ear, so they know what's happening out here on the East Coast of Canada. This is going to be an epic race. We have got a dynamite lineup, Jerry Paxton. This is going to be the one we've all been waiting for.
It certainly is, and I had a word with a couple of the drivers just sitting on the wall as they were waiting their turn for introductions, and they're all jacked up for this, too. Everybody's ready, and this is going to be a Gretchen Wilson night, all jacked up. These guys are pumped. I mean, we've watched them, and as we said, take a look at Dylan Blankhorn, Cole Butcher. You know, we're looking at some young guys up front here that are doing a tremendous job. Brad Eddy, if he can get that bad luck off his tail with broken parts, watch out for the 13 car tonight.
Let's throw it down to Tim Terry. Timmy, take it away.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'd ask you to please rise. Gentlemen, remove your cups. Before we hand it over to Sarah Matheson Bates to sing us through O Canada, we'd like to observe a moment of silence. This morning, the Maritime Motorsports community lost Bea Langell. Bea, along with her husband Bruce, ran RacingSpectator.ca, went to many, many races throughout Atlantic Canada for well over a decade. She passed away this morning. We'd like to observe a moment of silence for Bea Langell. Following, Sarah Matheson Bates with O Canada.
O Canada, our home and native land, true patriot love in all our sons command. With glowing hearts we see thee rise, the true north strong and free. From far and wide, O Canada, we stand on guard for thee. God keep our land glorious and free. O Canada, we stand on guard for thee. O Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
Thank you, Sarah. And Joe, you know the deal. We go to many different races around Atlanta, Canada. Thoughts are with Bruce and the entire family of RacingSpectator.ca.
Absolutely, Tim. Incredible, to say the least, here tonight at Scotia Speed World. We are in for the Nova Truck Center's 150 here in the Maritimes tonight. 21 cars lined up on the front stretch. And fans, I'll draw your attention to that final starting spot. As O Canada was underway, and a beautiful rendition, I might add, the 97 of John Fleming did tuck that 97 into the field, Brad Mann. He isn't going to miss this night. Not old five-time.
That's not the first time 97 came from the back. Years ago on the Pro Stock Tour, we used to have a challenge when you won the pole. They walked up to you and said, do you want to give up the pole for the back spot? It's extra money. Fleming would take it every time and come through the field.
Jerry, going to be a dynamite night. You're down on pit road looking over turn one and two. What are things, the buzz has got to be starting down there.
You know, surprisingly, I think a lot of the teams are pretty calm. They've done their preparation. They're ready to go. They're looking at all the equipment going, we've done it all. It's in the hands of that guy behind the wheel right now. It's all up to him. We're here to help, but he's got to handle it on the racetrack. And absolutely, they've been on it all day. We've watched the times get quicker and quicker. We'll see how it goes tonight. As Brad said, it's getting a little cooler. There might be some bite in the track. And you know what? The kind of racing I'm expecting, I think there's going to be some bite coming out of the wall.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of bite in each one of these race cars tonight. Tim Terry, track changing. What are you feeling down there? And I know things are coming together.
I mean, it's getting a little bit chilly down here compared to where we were before, but it's still, you can still feel a little bit of heat from here. It's going to change over the course of 150 laps. Some of these drivers threw some adjustments at their race cars, I'm sure, to get them towards the front. And oh, by the way, 66, 97, they missed the driver introductions, both to the rear of the field.
Yeah, the 66 of Darrell Marr also going to start back there with John Fleming. You'll want to keep your eye on that 66 car. Incredibly fast all day long. Timmy, down to you.
You'll start every crew member that's beside the race cars, once your driver is ready, one hand held high, signifying you're ready for 150 green flag laps presented by Nova Truck Centers.
Brad Mann, how often do you got to pit in 150 laps? If things are going real good, how many times do you got to come down pit road, or do you?
You don't want to come down pit road at all, Joe. You want the race car to be good so you don't give up any track position. A lot of guys had issues in qualifying. The 11 car, talked to him before he got in the race car. Broken axle coming out of the pit for that heat race. Lives 5 miles away, had to go to his house and get an axle, put it in the car. The 67 car had brake issues. He's got it fixed. He's looking excited to have a good car. We're in for a barn burner.
Tim Terry, things getting closer to the start of this race. The command is on its way.
We are waiting on the 97 of John Fleming. That is the only driver we are waiting on at the rear of the field. The Happy Harry's Affordable Building Center, Dartmouth Dodge, and your Atlantic Dodge dealers, Dodge Charger, starting scratch on the field. Trevor McDonald down there waiting for the high sign from Trevor and Pat Ryder. Once they are ready to go, we will send these drivers off for 150 green flag laps. We are ready. Sarah, Becky.
Drivers, start your engines!
There you go, Joe. 150 laps. Set to go green.
Good evening, everyone. Can you hear me out there?
I got you loud and clear, buddy.
Race number 4 in the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour.
Down into turns 1 and 2 side by side, and they are not giving an inch to anybody.
The Nova Truck Center's 150 is in front of us tonight.
3 wide in the corner number 3.
Let's get you up to speed. This is race number 4 in the tour. The 67 of Dylan Blankhorn kicked the season off with a win right here at Scotia Speed World. Followed it up with another win at Petty, and it was George Guskulix in that number 88 car that went to victory lane at Riverside just last weekend.
How did you pull that one off?
I just waited, took my time all night.
That 89 car was really, really fast, but you prepared both race cars. You knew what he had, right?
I kind of designed that one to back out at 140. It was an excellent night out there, guys. Gave us room, we caught them.
Now, where's the celebration going to happen? Because I know there's going to be a big party now.
Likely right where we stand.
The boys had fun last week. Tonight, it's all business here at Scotia Speed World. Welcome to the Nova Truck Center's 150.
It's the one you want to do good at, right?
Car's been working good here this year, the last year too, and yeah, pumped. I expect it's going to be some good side-by-side racing tonight.
It's a big show. It's an exciting show to win. It'd be a neat year to pull this one off.
About to go green here tonight. Welcome to Racetime Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. We got Tim Terry, Josh Paxton, and Brad Mann. I'm Joe Chisholm. That's Jerry. I did say Jerry. Oh, no, I didn't. I said Jerry. You'll have to replay that one. Anyway, we are set and ready to go here as the field all starts to form up. Jerry, let's start with you. Here we go. The Nova Truck Center's 150 is coming at you.
And get set for it, because you can see the drivers scrubbing off a little dirt from the tires, getting ready to go racing. And I think you're going to see that top 10 going to jumble it up in a big, big way. Point standings are really tight. We've only got 3 events in so far. This is where it all starts to come together. They're going to pull out all the stops as we get into this Nova Truck Center 150.
Brad, they're going to be in full song by the time they get down into turns 3 and 4. What are you expecting when they get down to that end?
Well, I'm down here in the end pit where John Fleming's pit is. I expect to see the 97, the 11 car. Both guys that ran a lot of laps here come from the back, put on a show. You got a lot of the front runner cars in the top 10 positions. We're in for an exciting race.
Tim Terry, this is the night we've been waiting for. We got perfect conditions. We got clear skies, and we're in Halifax.
It only took us 4 races to get those perfect conditions out. Ladies and gentlemen, this time by, we want you on your feet. Grab your hats, grab your jackets, grab your programs, grab anything that's not bolted down. We want to give these drivers a wave off and send them off for the Nova Truck Center's 150. This time by, come on, everybody on your feet. And they're going to wave back at you, thanking you for coming out and supporting them in round number 4 of the Parts of Trucks Pro Stock Tour, the Nova Truck Center's 150. Lights out. We're going racing.
Absolutely. Lights out as the Dartmouth Dodge pace car is going to sneak its way down pit road. Donald Chisholm in the Nova Celtic Ford will lead this field to green. Outside, we have Brad Eddy. Those two drivers both want to win a race. Green flag is out, Jerry.
And down they come into turn 1 and 2. Brad Eddy got the jump. Donald Chisholm's going to steal it back as they come out of 2 and down the back straightaway, side by side to turn 3 and 4.
Chisholm comes out of turn four with the lead, and Berardetti in hot pursuit with the 91 trailer.
And Gosby hooks the two wheels down underneath that curb and makes a good turn. He's up on that left rear quarter panel of the Brad Eddy, but not enough to take a spot.
Chisholm off of turn four, leads Eddy and Galopsi down the straightaway back into turn two.
What a beautiful start to tonight's Nova Truck Center's 150. Two laps in the books. We got a 89 out front, the 13, followed by the 91 of Gosby. Kind of looks like the points, if you were to throw the 67 in, we'd have them covered, Tim.
And the 67's coming up on the inside of the 18 of Darren McKinnon. Butcher clears the 99 of Craig Slonwhite down the back straightaway. Slonwhite still hanging on the right rear, and here comes the 67. He's going to take the opportunity to go to the inside of the 99 of Craig Slonwhite. That is your battle for position number five as we work very early here in the Nova Truck Center's 150. This time by five laps completed. Proud drove it in on the 18. He's going to pay the price. He saves it on the Bandolero track, and we're going to stay green. What a save by Greg Proud of the 29.
29 was completely sideways at a turn four and gathered it up. What a move that was.
The orange cone took another little bit of a ride, but Tim, no harm, no foul. The 29 of Proud all the way back into that 10. Now drop him to 12, but he will gather it up. Up front, the 89 of Chisholm, the 13 of Brad Eddy, the 91 of Gosby, followed by the 53 of Cole Butcher. And look who it is. The two-time winner so far, the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn, is up into the fifth spot already.
Little scatter there out of corner number two. 24 and 5 were side-by-side behind the number 29. That's outside the top 10 as they continue to go side-by-side. 66, 51, 21, 14. Just outside that top 10. DJ Casey looking at the 8 for position number 9. Meanwhile, up in front, your top 8 single file and pulling away, led by the Nova Construction Ford of Donald Chisholm.
And as they come down into turn 1 and 2 again, Kent Vincent's got a handful trying to hold on to the 8 car as the 94 of DJ Casey chases them through.
He's got the 0 car trying to get under the 18 car off turn 4, and he gets the job done for a position.
Inside, clear all around right there.
Yeah, the spotters will be busy tonight, Tim Terry, as we work lap 11 here at Scotia Speed World. The 89 of Donald Chisholm leads Brad Eddy by about a car length. Eddy rolls right up with that King Freight. Oh, and the 91 of Gosby goes around.
The 53 got into the 91 coming off turn four, turned him around, and it'll bring out the caution. Everybody else gets slowed up with Dylan Galabzi looking at the field coming right towards him.
And guys, you can almost see that one coming as they got into the turn. They were racing so hard, and Cole Butcher in that 53, I don't think that was intentional. I think that was just racing, but he touched him, and that's all it takes.
Yeah, the Greenfield number 91 of Dylan Gosby, beautifully prepared machine, the black machine. Unbelievable. He will have to go to the rear, Tim. The 97 of Fleming now comes down pit road. What are you seeing down there, Brett?
The 97's right in front of me. They're going to put a spring rubber in the left rear here as they jack up the car. So if that means Fleming's not happy with the handling of the car, well, sorry about that. They're going around to the right side. They're going to put a spring rubber in the right side, and that'll help turn the car is what that does. It gives the effect that the spring's a little stiffer on the right rear, which in turn helps turn the car around. The 91's going to need a push here. He couldn't get going.
These are all green flag laps only. Cautions do not count. The 5 of Jonathan Hicken, also down pit road for adjustments, Tim Terry, and a real fast pit stop for the 14 car of Terry Duguay. He's already back out on track.
And they're going to send the 91 car of Dylan Gosby down to the pits. I see B-feature Bob Nielsen down there. Jody McKenzie getting ready to receive that race car, and they'll go to work and see what they can do to try to get that thing rectified. And the 18 car, Darren McKinnon, also down on pit road to get service on his race car. And Joe, I didn't see it, but the 67's got a little damage as well, a little crinkle in the hood of that Quinn Flooring Chevrolet.
Yeah, the 5 down and away. He will rejoin the field. The 91 of Gosby still on pit road. Tim, under the hood of the 18 of Darren McKinnon, the crew looking for something under the hood will try and get you caught up on what they're doing down there. Jerry, what a start to this one, 11 laps in.
It has been a wild start, to be sure. There is a lot of strategic racing going on out there, a lot of hard racing. I'm just checking on the 91 on Dylan Gosby. He's in the pit here. The window net is down. He's got the steering wheel off.
And it looks like he's unbuckling to get out of the car. Dylan Gosby may be done for the night.
Oh, man, that would be tragic. The 91 car, Dylan Gosby, right up in the points. Tim Terry, incredibly fast. As I say that, the 97 of John Fleming now comes back out onto the racetrack. He'll be back under green, and so will the 18 of McKinnon. Tough break for the 91, if indeed the car is done for the night.
Yeah, Dylan's out of the car and taking the fire suit off. It looks like he is done for the evening. Maybe Jerry can grab a word with driver number 91, but I guess they looked at the replay and the 53 is staying up there, so maybe no contact between the 53 and 91. It's a no-fault caution, so he must not have got into him.
Yeah, he must not have. Brad, did you get a good bird's eye view of that?
Well, I did, Joe, and now that I see the 91 in the pit not returning, I can't help but think he broke coming out of turn 4, and that's how the 53 may have just touched him, but when the car breaks in front of you, you got no choice, so that's probably why the 53 kept his spot.
Pit Road is where the pace car is. Green flag is where we are at Scotia Speed World. Side by side, Jerry, down into turn 1 and 2.
And Donald Chisholm's going to take quick advantage as they go down that back straightaway. And here comes Butcher on the inside. He'll get underneath the 13 of Eddie. And it's a battle for second as they come down the front straight once again. Inside, here comes Butcher under the 13 again. Door to door down the back straightaway.
Look who's...
Butcher looking hard to get by the 13. He looks like he's going to get the job done coming off of 4. Butcher to second.
Tim, have a look. The 67 of Langhorne picking right up where he left off. He's up to fourth, side by side with Slonwhite. There is a duel.
And he's on the outside of the number 99, Craig Slonwhite, for that position. Behind them, Daryl Mars coming to the front. The 94 and DJ Casey caught on the outside line and nowhere to go. Tried to find a spot in the line and nearly bought the farm a couple times. Casey finds a spot in the line in front of the 66. And gentlemen, Daryl Mars there at the rear of the field. He's already up to ninth.
Yeah, 16 laps in the books. The Nova Truck Center's 150 tonight at Scotia Speed World. The 89 of Donald Chisholm in his Nova Celtic Ford is out front by about 4 car lengths over the 53 of Cole Butcher. Still looking for that first win, Jerry Paxton. That 53 car just may have something tonight.
Cole Butcher looks very, very strong as he fills up in that second position. He's got a lot of work to do to catch Donald Chisholm. But the battle that's going on behind them is something else. It's the fight for fourth. Craig Slonwhite in the 99 trying to hold off Blankhorn in that 67. Used the outside lane to make the pass. He did it the long way around. He did it clean. He's fourth. That puts Slonwhite back to fifth with the zero at Turpo right behind him.
You want to talk about a hornet's nest, Tim Terry? Have a look at the rear of the field. Vance Haynes, 97 of Fleming, 5 of Turple, 18 of McKinnon, all running at that back spot, trying to move their way up.
And that's for 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th right now. One driver out of the race, and that is Dylan Gosby. Everybody else on the racetrack, 32 and 14 going in front of them side by side. But John Fleming trying to get past the 51, but he's in good company back there. Darren McKinnon has a good race car, as does the 5. They just can't get track position by that number 51.
Chisholm and Butcher continues to stretch the lead with Brad Eddy in hot pursuit and Dylan Blankhorn, Slonwhite, top 5.
22 laps in the books tonight, Scotia Speed World. What a race we've got in front of us tonight. Let's take him through the field, Tim Terry. The 89 of Chisholm, the 53 of Butcher, the 13 of Eddy, 67 of Blankhorn. There is your top 4 spots. The 99 of Slonwhite is in 5th, the 0 of Turple in 6th spot. Look at that, the 29 of Greg Proud, right back up into 7th spot. He had trouble early. The 66 of Daryl Marr, as mentioned, on his way up the chart. He's up to 8th. In 9th spot, DJ Casey.
And he's about to get moved by the 24 of Steve Ross. Casey is all over the racetrack the last 2 laps, Joe. And the 24 of Ross going to make that move on the 94 to move him up to position number 9. He bounced off Kent Vincent a couple laps ago. And now Vincent going backwards. Caution on the speedway. It's the 14 of Terry Dugay around in corner number 2. And it looks like he's overheating a little bit over there, maybe.
Let's have a listen on their scanner.
Coming out of friggin' 2. 4, I was waiting for him to say something, though he never said a word.
Like, I couldn't get up off the corner because I felt like I was going to get too loose. And when I would go into 2, I couldn't keep it down. I'd have to slow right down in order to keep the car down and be able to get all the throttle coming off.
So that's the 32 of Sarah McKay having a little bit of handling issues. As we take a look down pit road, The number 5 of Jonathan Hicken, guys, is back in there.
They're under the hood of that car, Joe. They're not doing anything real fast. They're just looking. I don't know if he's had a vibration or engine issues. Terry, the 14 car got into the front wall coming off of turn 4 the lap before he brought out the caution. So I don't know if he bent something or cut a tire down.
We take a look down pit road again. Tim Terry, it's a busy spot down there. The 18 of McKinnon back under the hood. We've got the 8 now of Kent Vincent and the 97 of Fleming all on pit road.
And what I'm seeing, Jerry, is the 91 of Dylan Gosby just got back into that race car. Did you see what they're fixing back there? Because it looks like they're fixing to get back on the racetrack.
They're trying to get the car fixed. It's something in the rear end. I'm not exactly sure, and they've been really going to work over here. Nobody's had a moment to kind of share anything with me, but they're definitely into the rear end, and I'm not sure if they blew something, but I see the gears. They're all out of the rear end, laying on the racetrack underneath the car.
Joe, do you see who's down there? Mike McKenzie is looking over that race car in the number 91. Those are two good eyes you need.
Absolutely. That's the kind of guy I'd want in my corner if, in fact, I was on pit road. Mike McKenzie, one of those veterans in this tour. Welcome news to have him in your pit. As we work lap 24 of 150 tonight at Scotia Speed World, cars are doubling up behind the Dartmouth Dodge pace car. Beautiful Dartmouth Dodge pace car, I might add. Your front row looks like this. The 89 of Chisholm, the 53 of Butcher, row 2. Brad Eddy in that King Freight number 13 to his outside in row number 2. The 67 of Blancorn, row 3. The 99 and the 0. That sets your front 3 rows as the green flag, Tim Terry, is coming back out.
Green flag back in the air. The 89 of Donald Chisholm timed that perfectly. 13 of Brad Eddy going to try to get to the inside of the 53. And don't look now. That 67 of Dylan Blankhorn on the back bumper of the 53 of Butcher. 99 of Slonway to the inside of the 0. They're still side by side as they complete lap number 26.
And down into turns 1 and 2, Donald Chisholm now starting to drive away. Brad Eddy is trying to stay with the 89. He's got a battle with the 53 of Butcher, but Brad Eddy doing a great job.
Brad Eddy gets under the 53 off of 4 to take the second position across the line.
The 89, Tim Terry, looking magnificent here tonight under the lights at Scotia Speed World. We're not in darkness yet, but we are heading that way. Side-by-side battle with Eddy and the 53 of Cole Butcher. Those guys have to get this settled. They're going to run out of time.
Oh, 32 tags to 51 going into corner number 1. John Fleming had to lock it up to get out of the 32's way. Caution flag will fly. And I was about to say, Donald Chisholm looks good. I think this is the best I've ever seen him at Scotia Speed World. That could be dangerous for the rest of the field.
Yeah, be careful. I can remember saying that one night, and it cost Donald. If we're trying to do any kind of luck here, I will touch on wood for sure. Listen, we got some interviews with some of the drivers a little earlier today. What do you say we hear from, how about the new guy, DJ Casey, in the 94? Got a quick word with him. Here he is. DJ, busy week for you, bud, but you had a decent run going last time out.
Yeah, I think we had a top five car in Antigonish. Got tangled up in, you know, some mess, but it happens there. It's fast track, quick, and not enough time to get on the brakes there. But 78 hours this week by myself. So we'll see if we can hold her together and see if we can get a top five. We've got a good piece. You know, it's John's championship car, so we got the car under us, and see if I can finish this thing out.
You know, you don't look like a rookie out there, I got to tell you. In the, three races that we've had so far, you look like a crafty veteran out there. It's got to feel good to know that you've got the ability to fit in with these guys.
Yeah, it means a lot. I've been wanting to do this series for years. Like, these guys are my idols, John and Chisholm and Proud, guys like that I grew up idolizing. You know, I'm not a huge NASCAR fan. I'm a super late model fan. I love these things, and these guys are here. It's just a pleasure to race with them, and to fit in is good. You know, they said I adapted quicker than some of the other guys, and that I fit in, that they like racing with me, and just earn the respect is all I want to do, and run some more short tracks. I love it, man. This is where I want to be.
And that is the number 94 of DJ Casey. We got the field doubling up, Tim. We've got 27 laps into tonight's Nova Truck Center's 150. Things are heating up. Who's it? Where's it going to go? We have no idea.
Yeah, a couple of guys in the middle of the field going back and forth. Just got a message from Jason Morash. Want to wish a happy birthday to Sharon Crotty. So happy 70th birthday to Sharon Crotty. I believe she's here watching the race tonight, and she's watching a good one. Donald Chisholm out in front of the field. 28 laps completed here, and the Celtic Ford puts the hammer down, and we are back underway. 99 of Slonwhite now to the outside of the 53 of Butcher. Butcher has to handle the Archibald Drilling and Blasting 99. Where did Craig Slonwhite come from?
He is moving his way through the field, Jerry, side by side across the start-finish line.
And Brett Eddy was giving Donald Chisholm all he could handle. And now Chisholm finally exits turn two in front of the 13. Cole Butcher's going to tuck up right behind him. Brett Eddy's got to do it the hard way on the outside of the racetrack in a battle for second. Slonwhite is up into fourth. Dylan Blankhorn brings the 67 up, then the zero of Turple. 29 of Great Crowd to 66 of Daryl Marr.
And it's Chisholm with Butcher in hot pursuit. Brad Eddy settles into third, along with Blakehorn following him through. The 99 hung outside.
And guys, that seems to be the shuffle, is if on the restart, if you're on the outside, you're going to drop a position before you can get back in line and then go to work to move your way back up.
53 of Butcher reeling in that number 89 of Donald Chisholm. This may be the first challenge that Chisholm has had all night long. Eddy in position number three. He's got the 99 of Slonwhite to his right rear quarter, and the 67 of Blankhorn comfortably right now in fifth, and he looks to get underneath the number 99 for that spot.
Brad, oh, we've got, oh, Steve Ross, big save on the backstretch. I was just going to say to you, Brad, man, as a driver, a veteran in this tour, when do the biggest changes come in your race car? Is it in the early stages? Do you know now? Or are those big changes still to come?
Well, you almost know what you got now because the temperature's cooled down and it isn't going to get any hotter. So what you got now, you pretty well got to ride with unless you get a chance to pit early and don't mind giving up the track position. So if your car's good now, you're a pretty good happy camper, long as the stagger doesn't go away on these cars in the late stages for the guys that don't run valves to let the air out.
We're working lap 36 tonight in the Nova Truck Center's 150. The 89 of Donald Chisholm, the 53 of Cole Butcher, Jerry, has reeled him in. He's right there.
And the top two are putting on a show because Donald Chisholm's got his hands full. Cole Butcher is working him hard, trying to steal that lead away. Caution is out.
Caution on the speedway for the 8 and the 32 car, Sarah McKay, and the 8 car of Kent Vincent looping around. And hasn't been Sarah McKay's night. She was quick earlier in practice, but it just seems like it's gone downhill from there.
Yeah, it sure has, Tim. The 32 of Sarah McKay will spin the car around and head back down that front stretch. The 8 of Vincent down pit road, and look at that. The 91 of Gosby is going to get back into this race. The 14 of Terry Duguay, he is also pit side with the hood up. That looks like the 91, Jerry, is going to be back underway.
And Dylan Gosby, they broke a gear in the rear end. That's what happened. Nobody touched him. He went around all on his own as they broke that gear. They've got it fixed. He's back out there. And Dylan Gosby having to do some mental exercises to get his head back in the game. He was pretty upset when they brought in the broken race car.
Let's go do a full field rundown here, Tim. We were working lap 36. Go ahead and give her a shot.
And all 21 cars still on the racetrack right now. The leader is the 89 of Donald Chisholm. He'll start alongside the 53 of Cole Butcher. Third will be the 99 car of Craig Slonwhite. Fourth is the 13 of Brad Eddy. And fifth is the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn. 29 of Greg Proud is shown in position number six. Seventh is Sean Turple. Eighth is Daryl Marr. Ninth, DJ Casey. And creeping up into the top 10, Marty Prevo as they pace in the racetrack. Behind him, it's the 5 of Jonathan Hicken, the 18 of Darren McKinnon, 22 Joel Hickox, 51 Vance Haynes, 91 Dylan Gosby is 25 laps down at the rear of the field. Behind him, the 8 of Kent Vincent, the 14 of Terry Duguay, and on pit road, Sean Pierce, Steve Ross, I believe Sarah McKay, and the 97 of John Fleming.
All is quiet on the radio right now. The 97 of Fleming back in. Brad, what's going on with that 97 tonight?
They continue to adjust on the race car. They're putting spring rubbers in, taking spring rubbers out, putting some more pressure on the front sway bar. John's not happy with the car. They just keep trying to tune on it here. And to get back to changing the gear on the 91 car, some people out there listening might say, how can you change a gear that quick? But it's quick change rear ends on this. It's 10 bolts on the back. You just pull the bolts off and the gear set goes on like that. So that's why they would be able to get that done that fast.
And guys, a lot of the pit stops that are going on here, it's air pressure adjustment.
As we work, lap 30. Have a listen on the Skinner.
Got these guys here with the rear end gear. Stripped every tooth off one of the gears.
There you go. Stripped every tooth off one of the gears on that 91 of Dylan Gosby. He is back in the field. Laps down, of course, as the Dartmouth Dodge pace car will hit pit road this time around. Field is doubled up. We still have sun down in turn one and two. The rest of the racetrack, Tim, is under no sun. Go ahead.
Green flying back out. The 89 of Donald Chisholm leads him down into corner number one. And here comes the 99 quickly to the inside of the 53 of Cole Butcher. Craig Slonwaite is on the move. And behind them, the big Dodge coming to the front. The number 29 of Greg Proud underneath the 13 of Brad Eddy side by side. All the way back through the field except for that lead position. It's all Donald Chisholm and the Celtic Ford Fusion.
Chisholm. And they are still side by side as they go down the back straightaway into three and four. Chisholm out in front, starting to pull away just a little bit as Cole Butcher puts that 53 up in the second spot. Then the 99 is Slonwaite.
Chisholm really caught the 53 sleeping on the restart, but 53's fought his way back and he's hot on the bumper. Donald Chisholm out of four.
The top five after lap 40, the 89 of Chisholm, the 53 of Butcher. 99, Craig Slonwaite, 13 of Brad Eddy. The 29 of Greg Proud has worked his way up into the top five, guys.
And Greg Proud doing a great job getting underneath the 13 of Brad Eddy. And I think Eddy maybe just showing a little patience. He knows he's still got 100 laps plus to run. No point in trying to ruin the car fighting with Proud at this point.
That 13 car would just be crying to get down low. Big smoke coming out of the 21. Looks like the 21 of Pierce just lost something underneath this race car, Jerry.
It sure does. You can see the smoke trailing off. And it looks like that could be tire rub, but he broke something in the suspension. The body on the left side is sitting right down on top of the wheel.
Meanwhile, back up front, the 89 of Donald Chisholm continues to lead the 53 of Cole Butcher, the 99 of Craig Slonwaite in position number three. First side-by-side battles at Daryl Marr and Sean Turple, and the 66 car drove on the outside of the zero to pick up the spot, and now looks at the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn. What a power move by Daryl Marr, trying to take that spot away from Turple. Now Turple looking back underneath and almost lost the front end of that race car.
Chisholm continues to lead the way, but Butcher is hot on his pace and really looking under the Chisholm car coming off of 3 and 4, guys.
We work lap 46 tonight. The Nova Truck Center's 150. Scotia Speed World is the scene, and what a beautiful night for Stock Car Race. Thanks so much for tuning in to racetimeradio.com. Remember to follow us on Twitter. Let us know where you're tuned in from tonight. We got fans listening in from Alberta out to St. John. All over the place, Tim. What a race. Side by side. Not side by side. How about nose to tail? The 89 to Chisholm has got company at the front of the field. The 53 right there.
Daryl Marr in the 66 missed corner number one and two. The zero of Sean Turbo was there. Ready to move underneath, and indeed he will. Side by side, and almost a little bit of paint swap between the 0 and 66 cars for position number 7. Meanwhile, the 29 of Greg Proud moving to the front on the inside of the 99 of Craig Slonwaite. We've got ourselves a battle for third at the 1/3 distance mark.
And the 53 of Cole Butcher continuing to put all kinds of pressure on the leader, the 89 of Donald Chisholm. And here comes Butcher down into three. He looks inside. Chisholm slams the door.
Top three battles are getting added. 89, 53, the 29, and 99. And then the 0 and 66 have backed up to the 18, 11, 94, and 5. And Jonathan Hicken sporting a little bit of damage to that number 5. He may have got into DJ Casey a couple of times as he tries to get his way to the front of the field. This is where the business is starting to pick up. And it's not a 100-lap race. It's 150. These guys got to go an extra 50 laps, and they did in May. And 66 with Daryl Marr nearly slapped the wall in the back straightaway. What a save.
Got Blake Horton looking to try to get around the 13. He peaked outside coming off turn four. But the guy that came from the back of the field, Marty Prevost, is all the way up to 10th, guys.
Dylan Blankhorn in the number 67 got up to the back end of Brad Eddy's number 13. Gave him a little tap in the rear end. Brad Eddy was like, okay, I'll take that. And he drove away from him. Slonwhite in front of him. Greg Proud is up in the third spot. But that top two, the 53 of Butcher, the 89 of Chisholm, they are running away from the field.
All clear.
No pressure right now.
No pressure up front. 56 laps in the books here at Scotia Speed World. The 89 Nova Celtic Ford of Donald Chisholm is running out there. You talk about patience, Tim Terry. I believe the 53 of Cole Butcher in that tilt float car is showing a pile of patience right now.
Ooh, 66 and 11 nearly had a moment coming off of corner number four as they're side by side for position number nine. Marty Prevost beginning to move to the front of the field as he's got the 66 to the outside in front of them, the 18 and the zero going at it for a spot. This is where business is starting to pick up a little bit, albeit we just have under 100 laps to go. But question is, we've seen the 53 use his stuff up before. He's underneath the number 89 of Donald Chisholm for the lead position. This could be the first lead change of the evening as the 53 car hunts that number 89 of Donald Chisholm as, oh, a moment between the 13 and 67. What'd you see there, Joe?
Oh, the 13 was definitely running along, Tim. He was not clear of the 67 of Blankhorn. Contact was huge down the front stretch. Both drivers continue on. I don't think that score is settled, Jerry.
Not by a long shot. They are still going at it. And Brad Eddy trying to work the inside, but Blankhorn very strong on the outside. And there are not a lot of cars tonight that are that good on the outside. He is up in front. Donald Chisholm is on the outside, not by choice, but because he got shoehorned out of the way by the 53 of Butcher.
Side-by-side battle for the lead on lap 63 right now. Donald Chisholm still led that, Tim, only by a millisecond. Incredible battle up front.
He's led every lap so far, but Butcher trying to get on the inside of the 89 and take away the lead. Lap number 64 this time. Going to go to the number 89. A little bit of a bigger gap that time, but if they continue to go side-by-side, it's going to be the 29 that reels them in. The 99 and 67 complete your top five. It's a battle between two drivers that have never won at Scotia Speed World. In the case of Cole Butcher, he's never won in this series before. Chisholm going to lead that lap again.
And Donald Chisholm coming out of turn four like a rocket. He can really pull that car out of the corner. Cole Butcher using the inside lines. Got to touch the brake just that split second sooner. Chisholm is diving into the corner.
Blankhorn around at corner number three. Caution flag will fly. Sorry, Jerry. The 67 of Blankhorn went around in front of a field and I don't know if he got tagged after the fact. Brad, did you see that over there? That's in your corner.
No, I didn't, Tim. I was busy watching the 53 and the 89 going at it lap after lap, not touching inches apart, with the 89 really getting a launch up off the corner, so I didn't see what happened there.
Yeah, the 18 of McKinnon also went off the racetrack, did get back onto the speedway. No harm, no foul for the 18. Hopefully no damage, as he did make it over the cushion. We'll find out as things progress here, but man, what a race so far tonight. 65 laps in the books. Pit Road, the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn, the 14 of Terry Duguay, also ducking his way down there. But Tim, have a look at what we've got for a lineup right now. The 89 of Chisholm, the 53 of Butcher, that is the show up front. But we got battles all the way around the track tonight, Jerry.
And one of the key things is on restarts. We've seen it over and over again. If you've got the inside line, you've got the advantage. Donald Chisholm got shoehorned out of that lower lane, had to run it up high because Butcher stole it. Now on the restart, Donald gets that lane back again. We'll see what happens with the 29 of Greg Proud, because if he decides that he's not letting the 53 in, it's going to get ugly in a hurry. By the way, the 21 of Sean Pierce, they're working on the back end of the car. They broke the panhard bar. That's what came down. That's why the car was running on the wheel.
Yeah, big development right now, guys. The number 13 car, Brad Eddy, just came pit side. So did the 32 of Sarah McKay and the 8 of Kent Vincent. I guess if you're going to make a pit stop, Brad, this is the time to do it. We got just under 100 laps left to run.
And guys, they just took two full turns out of that right rear.
The 32 car was just fixing the nose cone, guys. No serious adjustments on it. Just making sure the nose wasn't dragging.
We'll get these cars back on the racetrack. We'll give you a full field rundown after the transponders have pretty well sorted this out, Tim. A lot of action here tonight. A lot to keep your eyes busy. I don't know. It's pretty hard to cover all the action that is happening. We're doing our best. We got the cars doubling up as they're behind the Dartmouth Dodge pace car here tonight. The Nova Truck Center's 150, 65 laps in the books. We still have a shootout. This is anyone's game. A close battle from front to back.
Your top 10 as they pace. The 89 of Donald Chisholm will line up beside the 53 of Cole Butcher, the 29 of Greg Proud, and the 99 of Craig Slonwhite is row at number 2. Row 3 sees the 0 of Turpel, the 18 of Darren McKinnon, the 66 of Daryl Meyer, the 11 of Marty Prevost, and completing your top 10, the 94 of DJ Casey and the 5 of Jonathan Ecken. You guys don't look now. That 97 of John Fleming running back there in position number 11 behind DJ Casey.
Okay, Jerry, surprises so far for you in this race. I know the 97 is going to stick out like a sore thumb. Any others?
Only the good ones. I think Brad Eddy has had exactly what we said, the show that we expected, the pit stop. I think they want to make the car just a little bit stronger to run the outside. They all recognize that's the weakness.
The way we like it, though. Ready? Ready? Slow. Go, go, go. There he goes. Go, go, go. Green flag. Outside. Still there outside. Pedal it, pedal it, pedal it. Come on, pedal it. You're second. Clear all around right there.
That's the spot.
Roll through, roll through, roll through. 53 move back in the outside.
So it's Chisholm with 29. Hot pursuit. He gained a second spot when Butcher didn't get a good start.
That was the spotter of the 29 of Greg Proud as we stay under the green flag here, Tim.
Hickok spun in corner number 3. Got it going again. We will stay under the green flag. The 29 of Greg Proud giving a little bit of a battle to the 53 of Cole Butcher side by side at position number 2. And as they go at it, 89 pulling away.
Donald Chisholm in that 89 is real happy about that fight for second. He is driving away as the 53 of Butcher and the 29 of Proud fight it out for that second spot.
You'll remember back on lap 2 or 3, it was when Greg Proud had his problem. Had to go to the rear of the field, Tim. 21 cars deep. The 29 on lap 69 has taken over sole possession of second spot here tonight.
Yeah, had that little bit of a slide. Had to go back to about 14th place under the green flag. Did not get a caution for that spin. And now he's up to position number 2, battling with Cole Butcher for that runner-up position behind Donald Chisholm in the number 89. 29's won here before, Joe, but it's been a few years since he's visited Victory Lane.
Well, but Butcher doesn't want to let it go. He keeps fighting back on the outside, trying to get that second position back. Meanwhile, Chisholm leads him down into turn 1.
19 cars still on the lead lap, 72 laps in the books. The 89 of Chisholm, the 29 of Proud, the 53 of Butcher. Side by side for the 29-53. They are trying to settle it, Jerry. That second place isn't decided yet.
It's a long way from over. Every time Greg Proud thinks he's got the 53 behind him, Cole Butcher finds a way to get back up beside him. And Butcher, using the high side of the racetrack, doing a great job of staying right there with him. Craig Slonwhite in the 99, sitting right behind him, just marking time, waiting to see if a hole opens up for him.
Halfway this time by, 75 down and 75 to go with the Nova Truck Center's 150. 89 at Chisholm has led every single lap since we dropped the green flag to 29 of Greg Proud, now looking at position number 2. And Joe, as they continue to go side by side, the 99 of Slonwhite getting bigger in the rearview mirror of the battle for second.
How about fifth spot, side by side battle there as well. The 66 of Marr, the 0 of Turple, the 18 of McKinnon, and throw Marty Prevost into the mix there. Four cars going for one spot. It's undecided yet, Tim. Look at the battle up front.
Greg Proud nearly had the inside, leans into the 89 of Chisholm a little bit. 3 wide for the lead, down the back straightaway, and Greg Proud going to muscle the lead away from
clear
Donald
around.
Chisholm. What a move.
Clear all around right there.
Wow.
And Greg Proud, you can see him sawing the wheel down in turns 1 and 2, trying to hold on.
as they are running hard. Here comes Sloan White now. He's underneath the 53 of Butcher. Tried to get up under the 89 of Chisholm, and that did not work.
Amazing race tonight at Scotia Speed World. The 29 Dodge Dealers of Craig Proud is out front by about three car lengths. Side-by-side battle, 89 Chisholm, 99 Sloan White. Look at these guys go tonight, Tim.
How did they not destroy three cars over in turn three? I'm still trying to wrap my head around that. Craig Proud is your leader. Donald Chisholm under fire from Craig Sloan White. 53 a Butcher, the zero car of Turple, and Daryl Marr along with McKinnon and Marty Prevo going at it. 81 laps completed, and Craig Proud begins to drive off into the sunset.
That's what you call professional short track racing. It's happening in the Maritimes, and it does time after time, Jerry Paxton. Look at this race.
This is unbelievable. Craig Proud started at the back of the field and has worked his way up here, and he is dominant now that he found that way up front. He is not backing off at all. He is getting as far away from the 99 of Craig Sloan White as he can.
You remember before the race started, Joe, I talked about the big engine cars. The 29 car has one of them. It's dark. He's got horsepower. He's got grip. He drove it down into turn three. Three wide. Turbo backed out for him to get the lead. And now he's running away.
And how about Daryl Marr all the way up into that four slot? The 66 car is on the move. The 89 of Chisholm is battling it with the 18 of McKinnon. That is for the fifth spot, Tim Terry.
And it looks like he's battling a loose race car as well. That 89 car a little bit sideways out of the corners as he battles side by side with the 18, the True North Automotive Chevrolet of Darren McKinnon, and the zero car of Turple trying to get up there with the number 89, but it'll be the 18 taking fifth place on the CSS Insurance leaderboard. It'll knock Donald Chisholm off from the position number 6. And Donald dominated the first half of this race, led the most laps in this race, going to collect 5 bonus points, but that's not the point right now. He's all the way back in position number 6 with Craig Proud beginning to run away with this thing. Little push in corners 1 and 2. Sloan White trying to drive up and catch him.
Yeah, we haven't seen the last pass for the lead tonight, I don't think, Tim. Jerry, the 29 on a rail right now, but so is Craig Sloan White and the 53 of Cole Butcher. He's relentless tonight and on the move.
And it looks like the challenge for the 29 of Craig Proud may well be tires. He's got that big motor. He's got big horsepower. He is pushing that car hard right into the corner as deep as he can get it. And you can see the car starting to slide just a little bit. He's got a long way to go. He does not want to make those tires angry.
Halfback.
99 and 53 continue to chase down the 29 car. Got to remember, folks, 99, 53, two great engines. Not as hard on tires. 29, the big engine. The faster they go, the faster they burn them up. Could get exciting yet.
Another close moment. The 5 of Hicken, the 67 of Blankhorn. Incredibly close down the front stretch. They are still side-by-side, guys, as they flash down the front.
They have history dating back to the IWK 250. They'll go side-by-side, and it looks like they've used those race cars up a little bit, Joe. 67 of Blinkhorn, a little bit of cosmetic front and rear damage. The 5 of Jonathan Hicken, he's got that nose all shoved in on the King Racing number 5 as they go at it side-by-side, and that's for 9th place.
Yeah, and that did happen on the 5 car a few laps ago. With the battle up front, the 29 of Proud, Jerry, looks like he is starting to pull away a wee bit. Not a lot, though.
And right behind him, it's the 53 of Butcher, who finally gets clear of Craig Sloan White. Butcher back in the hunt for second, and he is going to try to chase down the 29 of Proud. He's just about a quarter, just a hood of Sloan White's car, and down the back straight out of turn two, he gets clear. Butcher is up into second, Sloan White for third, Daryl Marr fourth, and the 18 of Darren McKinnon running fifth. And those four, you can throw a blanket over, you'll cover them all.
96 laps in the books. It's the Nova Truck Center's 150. The Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour live from Scotia Speed World. Unbelievable race. I want you to take a look, Tim Terry, at that leaderboard and have a look at the number of cars still on the lead lap. How about 19 of 21 Super late models still on the lead lap after 97 laps.
Every driver that is on the racetrack is currently on the lead lap with the exception of Dylan Gosby. Oh, 66 drives to 99 in the middle of the corner. Darrell Meyer got into Craig Slonwhite in the middle of the corner and on the exit, as I believe Hickox may have just gone one lap down to your leader, about to go one lap down to your leader, the 29 of Greg Proud. So that would be the first driver one lap down and Proud can get by him, but it looks like Proud, the lead that he has, is beginning to shrink because the 53, 99, 66, and 18 chasing him down. 100 complete, 50 to go.
And guys, the 22 of Joel Hickox just held them up enough. He's tightened up that front group. And now he was actually racing with the 29 of Greg Proud, and I think he suddenly realized that wasn't a good idea. He's now giving the 53 of Butcher some room to run.
We broke into three digits. We are working lap 101 tonight. Greg Proud still out front, the 53 of Butcher. The 99 of Slonwhite back and forth. The 66 of Darrell Meyer having a great race. I believe, Tim Terry, if we look back to race number one here at Scotia Speed World, the 66 was in that same spot at the beginning of the season back May 23rd.
Yeah, he's looking to pick up a couple more spots, though, and possibly try to take away his first career victory on this series. 66 of Darrell Meyer, the 18 of Darren McKinnon, and man, that 53 car. It's one caution within this top five. He keeps pushing to the front of the field. He's got something for Greg Proud. I can feel it.
Let's have a look through the field. The 29 of Proud leads at 53 of Butcher in second. The 99 of Slonwhite in third. In fourth spot, the 66 of Meyer. In the fifth spot, the 18 of Darren McKinnon. Zero, the Dexter Construction Chevrolet of Sean Turple, currently in the sixth spot. In seventh, the 89 of Chisholm. In eighth spot, the 11 of Marty Prevost. In ninth spot, the 67 of Blankhorn. 24 of Steve Ross is in 10th. 11th spot is the 97 of John Fleming. In 12th spot, the 5, Jonathan Hick. In 13th, Brad Eddy in the 13 car. In 14th spot, the 8 of Ken Vincent. 15th is the 94 of DJ Casey. In 16th spot, the 32 of Sarah McKay. 17th, the 51 of Vance Haynes. In 18th spot, the 14 of Terry Dugay. In 19th spot,
battle for the lead. We got the 53 to the inside. And the 29 of Greg Proud going to try to hold him on the outside. 66 leaning into the 99 a little bit too, Joe. Craig Slonwhite getting his bumper rubbed by the 66.
And guys, this is what we talked about right here. The 29 of Greg Proud may have made those tires angry with all that horsepower. Here comes Butcher. He gets underneath them in two. We got our new leader. It's the 53 of Cole Butcher.
The 29 car was pushing up real bad coming off a 3-4, and the 53 got under him. And look for the 53 to run and hide. But the 29's not done yet, guys.
Down the back straightaway, that battle for fourth now. McKinnon in the 18, the 66 of Darrell Meyer. As they go door to door into three and four, they'll come down the front straightaway. McKinnon with the advantage.
Nice job. That's perfect right there.
Darrell Meyer gets loose and corner number two has to gather it up. That gives enough room for Sean Turple to bring the zero up alongside.
Back in 18 now. Still inside. Still there.
The 11. And the 11 of Marty Primo on the back bumper of the 89 of Donald Chisholm. Chisholm has backslid all the way to position number 7. And here comes Blankhorn to the inside of the 11 of Marty Primo. They're going to go side by side. Steve Ross is in a top 10 position right now in position number 10. And John Fleming knocking on the door in position number 11. DJ Casey's on pit road. Something awry with that race car. They've been down there for the last six laps.
Let's take it back up front, 114 laps in the books. How about it? The 53 of Cole Butcher leads this race now. The 29 of Greg Proud back in second. The 99 of Craig Slonwhite in a comfortable third and nipping at that second spot. And how about it? The 18, Darren McKinnon up into the fourth spot. Darrell Meyer, after the little bit of a slide in turn two, is back into the fifth spot here.
And I'm watching really closely that 53 of Butcher as he makes his way around the lap cars. That's become quite a challenge for him as 29 Greg Proud has fallen back just about a car length and a half. And still that big push we've seen on the 29, it's pushing the 29 high in the corners.
And Craig Sloan-White in the 99 is just biding his time for that time to go.
Fifty-three to the outside of the 14 of Terry Duguay to put Duguay one lap down the 29 of Greg Pratt, about three lengths behind him in car number 29, and chased down by Sloan-White in the number 99. And looks like Turf will beginning to come to life. The Dexter Construction Municipal Group number zero looking on the outside of Daryl Meyer. That would be the battle for position number five as Butcher puts a lap on Terry Duguay, and here comes the 29 of Greg Proud trying to do the same thing to the 14 car.
Yeah, no surprise here at Scotia Speed World. That zero car is a KG veteran here. He is a past champion of the series. He knows how to get it done, Brad. You got to save your equipment. That could be the strategy inside that zero car right now.
Well, that's a big engine car, and it's dark, and it's got traction, so he'll turn it on. He's got a lot of laps around here. Sean Turple's won a lot of races, but you can't help but feel for the 53 early in the year, the first race here. He led 90 laps to have it taken from him. Now he won't forget that. That was an experience the youngster learned. So I doubt we'll see him make a mistake. But a late restart, like we saw in the first race, could change everything.
Yeah, that could be his undoing. We saw that in race number one. But, well, it looks green so far. 123 being worked on the board. Just over 25 laps to go for Butcher to try to lock up his first career victory in the Partridge Truck Store. Look at that 18 car, Darren McKinnon, though, guys. Coming up on the 99 of Sloan-White. He's going to challenge for third here.
Up your nose, leaving half a car length now. Settle it.
Go. 25 go. Hit your marks for 25. More good ones.
Here by two. Yeah, I did on the 97. Focus on hitting your marks. Rolling through the middle and taking care of the tires.
You can hear patience. You can hear direction. We are 126 laps into tonight's Nova Truck Center's 150. The Parts for Trucks Tour is flying around this racetrack. This is the long green flag run, Brad. You want one of these if your car is good. If your car is evil, you want a caution.
53 and 29 is loving this long green flag run. They got spaced out, no pressure behind, no pressure ahead. Lap cars ahead of them. The 53 will have to be careful where he picks the lap cars, but they're liking this long green flag run, guys.
We got a charge coming up. The 18 of McKinnon and the 99. Oh, what do we got going, Tim?
Sarah McKay was all kinds of sideways at a corner number four. She was battling with Kent Vincent. Behind her is the battle for position number three. It's not a battle anymore. Darren McKinnon takes the position. Terry Duguay's sideways in corner number two as we said it had a green flag look to it. Let's touch some wood because a couple of cars sideways, including the 32.
Yeah, busy times there, Jerry, for the 53 of Cole Butcher. He rolled up on the back end of 51. And the 32 is Sarah McKay. Nowhere to go. The leader needs to go. But these cars are racing for position.
And you're exactly right. The 32 of Sarah McKay now is going to run out beside the 8 of Kent Vincent. Vance Haynes in that 51 was also running in the middle lane. And Cole Butcher's having to go to the high side to get around. It slowed him down, but he's not showing any signs of letting Greg Proud in that 29 take that away from him.
How about the move of Kent Vincent? That was a class act right there. He was just about three wide. Kent Vincent backed it up to let those guys race. That is a class move.
And a close call for Cole Butcher. As we got one, Sean Pierce, looks like the Panhard bars broke again in that number 21. I don't think he's going to make it back to pit road this time, guys.
I don't think so. That just may draw the caution. And as we say that, Art Steve, starter for the Tour, does throw the yellow flag. What an amazing stretch we had that time, Tim. 133 laps in the books. The Nova Truck Center's 150. Wow, what a race.
I think I just saw the Quinn Flooring guys down there pump their fist at that caution flag, so I think they're amped up. Dylan Blankhorn was coming to the front of the field, sitting in position number 10, battling with John Fleming, Steve Ross. Steve Ross is having a great run. Top 10 run for Steve.
Amazing run for a number of drivers out here tonight. What a different looking top five we have. We got Ken Cunning, the tour director here in the Parts for Truck Series. Ken, an amazing night here. You guys are doing a phenomenal job with this tour.
Yeah, it is a good night. We've got a guy up front that's looking for his first win that's been close a number of times. And then we got some guys behind him who aren't so young in comparison, and they're driving for a win, too. So it should be an exciting finish.
Unbelievable. I haven't seen a top five look like this. We have throughout the course of the series over the last 5 years, but wow, what a race tonight. We've got lead changes. We've got few cautions. We got long green flag runs. You got everything you want in a race.
Exactly. I mean, what are we at? We're lap 133 here. So once we get this car off the road, they're saying the rear end is broken in it, whether it's a trailing arm or the rear end itself, I don't know. But they're going to get it out of here, pick it up, and we'll get rid of it, and we'll go back racing, and it'll be an exciting few laps.
Well, if we got time, I'm going to hit a quick break here on Racetime Radio. We will be back live tonight from Scotia Speed World. Don't you go anywhere.
Tonight's live Racetime Radio broadcast is presented by Dawson Dental Centers, family and cosmetic dentistry, proudly serving 18 communities across Ontario, offering personalized treatment to ensure your smile is Victory Lane ready. Visit DawsonDental.ca, Quality Inn, Halifax Airport, free hot breakfast, and free parking for 2 weeks with all rooms booked. The Quality Inn, Halifax Airport, the official stay of the Racetime Radio broadcast crew. Also powered by BP Racing Fuels, the worldwide leader in race fuel technology. There's no question. The day is coming. You're going to have to fix your vehicle. ABC Auto Parts Centers are ready. The quality parts you need are already in stock with 44 locations featuring brand names like WeatherTech, AC Delco, Daco, Ram, and Total Lubricants. ABC Auto Parts Centers, ready for your tomorrow today. ABC, proudly Canadian-owned and operated. There's only one IWK 250.
Woo! Keep her 1 feet.
Saturday, July 17th, under the lights at Riverside International Speedway.
The race is going to be good, and it's amazing how competitive it is.
It's Canada's most prestigious, richest stock car race to win, featuring NASCAR Camping World Truck Series champion Matt Crafton.
A lot of great racing. That series always puts on, I think, the best shows. It's going to have a lot of fun front by the end of the night.
They're perfect line.
The stars of the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour will be out Saturday, July 17th.
The IWK race in particular, the fans are great up there. It's an exciting weekend.
The Chisholm's up there at Nova Scotia just doing an incredible job with that facility and that race and the IWK.
Never underestimate the competition. You know, those guys would like nothing better than to beat me and have that on their resume, and I know that.
Woo! I had to use the bumper a little bit. I normally don't race that way, but anyway, I had to do it. He was holding me up, so I've come close to winning this race a few other times, and we just didn't get it done, so I can't believe it, actually. I really can't.
For advanced tickets and event details, get to riversidespeedway.ca.
As long as nobody else wins it, then I guess I still have bragging rights. If somebody else wins it, I have to go make sure I can get a second one to have that stacked on top.
Taking you all the way to the track and back. It's Racetime Radio.
Well, welcome back, everyone, live tonight. Scotia Speed World, what a race tonight on this 3/10 mile beautiful facility located just outside Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada, live tonight worldwide. And have we got a barn burner in the Nova Truck Centers 150, Tim Terry? We got fans tuned in from everywhere.
Yeah, we have Trevor Lamb listening at Sunset Speedway. He's watching the NCATS race. The Leland Industries 300 presented by Johnsonville Sausages. I had to get that in there because Johnsonville Sausages are really delicious. Have you had any recently?
Oh, yeah. Buy them all the time. Love my Johnsonville.
And they're listening at Sunset. Obviously, they're cheering on Kent Vincent because I know Trevor does a little bit of work with Kent Vincent and the Bobbleheads Canada, RDMD Refrigeration, H&P Glover, Vector Aerospace, and the rest of the sponsors on that race car. And we were just talking off air. Classy move by Kent Vincent to move over. 51 was on the outside of him. Butcher went to the outside, and somehow he cleared them all.
You know what? The 8 car has had a great car. He's had his moments. He is still on the lead lap. That guy had to have made the classiest move I've seen on a racetrack anywhere in Canada or the U.S. for a long, long time. Kent Vincent is the real deal. Watch him as this race progresses. He hasn't got much time, Tim Terry. If you look out front, 133 laps in the books. The 53 car of Cole Butcher, Jerry Paxton, if that 53 car can stay there, he is about to win his first Pro Stock Tour race.
And the word if is probably the biggest word in the dictionary when we talk about that, because restarts have been key all night long. The guy I'm going to keep my eye on, though, it's that number 18 to Darren McKinnon. I think that driver's been holding back and waiting. The last thing he wanted was the caution. If you look at it, he picked up three positions in about eight laps.
Brad Mann, you had a lot of big wins in your career inside one of these Pro Stock cars. You were young once, too, and won your first race. What did that feel like? Take us back to that moment.
Your first race win is always the sweetest. Then the next thing after that, your first championship. But guys, they've had time to cool down the tires. The 29 and his big engine. Look out for him to be jumping on the restart. 53 hasn't had good restarts. 18 is poised in the position to take it. This is going to get very interesting.
Let's eavesdrop a bit here. Let's see.
As soon as I get him on hook there, he should be ready to go.
The tow truck to finish with the 21. Crossing them up.
He's going to be behind me.
Perfect.
I said, who's going to be behind me?
They're too far back. Just one sec here.
Get him thinking.
Well, we're trying to eavesdrop a bit, but Tim, you know the tensions are running high inside these cars. As they double up, 133 in the books.
Want to point something out. Last year at the Nova Truck Center's 150, we had a first career victory by another driver. Remember who that was?
I don't.
67. Won his first career race here 1 year ago.
Absolutely. That was the Cat 250, though.
That was the Nova Truck Center's 150. He won his first career race at Scotia Speed World in the Nova Truck Center's 150. Cole Butcher trying to do the same thing. Pace car off, 133, about to be 134 completed. Here they come, 16 to go, and we're back underway.
And here they come down into turn number one. Greg Proud in the 29 on the outside, but Cole Butcher puts the 53 down low. They're door to door as they head for three.
29 broke traction on the back straightaway. 53 gets away from him, and here comes 18 to follow the 53. Well, zeros for a big spin down in turn one, Jerry.
Oh, that could have been a lot worse, gentlemen. I'll tell you, the zero car, a little bit loose, nowhere to go, and around he went. That was scary.
Guys, he locked it up. You can smell the burnt rubber down here. You have no doubt those wheels were locked up and sliding sideways.
Five car, Jonathan Egan down on pit road, and a flat right front tire on that race car. They'll come down and repair that thing. And I didn't see what happened there, but I know Sloan White slowed down to avoid that thing as Turple came across the racetrack, and that was close.
I believe there was contact there, Tim. I don't know for sure. We'll have a look at the front of the 99 car. If it was contact, it wasn't much. I can guarantee you that. The zero, Turple, turned. He was in the third spot there, so you can imagine with the whole herd of cars coming behind, nobody else wrecked. Unbelievable, to say the least. 134 laps now in the books. The 53 of Cole Butcher out front. The 29 of Greg Proud in second spot. Brad, you alluded to it. The 29 car broke loose. Coming off of turn two, you could see the car step out a wee bit. That was almost huge as well.
Yes, Jerry, but the 29 led lap 134, so I think he will be on the pole for this restart, with Cole Butcher being shifted to the outside again. Exactly what happened the first race when Cole Butcher was leading. Restart went by, and he gets shifted to the outside. It's race one memories all back again.
And it was about this time. It was about 15 laps to go when Dylan Gosby got past the 53 on that first race here in May. And now it's Greg Proud getting by. You know what, though? I think the wild card in this battle, if Butcher does not win this thing and Greg Proud somehow does not win this thing, how about the 18 of Darren McKinnon? Quietly back into the picture.
You took the words right out of my mouth, Tim, because the 18 is the car I'm going to be watching. Greg Proud's car has a habit of running up the racetrack as he comes into turn number two, and that's going to be where McKinnon dives underneath him. He's going to make sure Cole Butcher doesn't get the shot.
Big advantage right now has to be to the 29 of Greg Proud. Let's the tires cool down. What do you think, Brad?
It is and it isn't. With the big engine, you like to have the outside groove to power up, getting up off the turn. With the big motor, when you're pinched down inside, you've got to feather the throttle to get up off the turn. So I don't think it is an advantage for 29. If 53 is Johnny on the spot on the restart, I think he can get it done.
I'm going to dig into my bag of tricks here because I know Brad was digging into this book a little bit earlier. 2003, this race, who won their first career Maritime Pro Stock Tour race? The cat running fifth right now, Marty Prevost.
He did. Right here at Scotia Speed World.
I was a fan over here somewhere in turn one when that happened back there. I was just about yay high.
You'd never guess right now. If you watch qualifying earlier today, watch the tilt low time trials. The 11 car came out on the racetrack, ran like a 25-second lap, waved out the window, went off the racetrack. He's currently on the racetrack right now, sitting in the seventh spot. He's going to be better than that when they come around.
Yeah, that's going to change, Joe. I believe they are putting one of these cars to the rear of the field. They've been over there pouring over the instant replay for the last couple of moments. So I believe we are putting 99 maybe to the rear of the field. The 99 car disappearing off the leaderboard. We'll have to see. It might be the 99 that they're looking at. I don't know which one it is, but I know that Art's got them back single file.
Well, let's do a little eavesdropping, and we'll find out what's happening out there.
They're telling me to tell you, but I don't know what to tell you. I understand that, buddy, but they're going to have to tell you some awful files. They're actually going to have to tell me off this racetrack.
And Rob Bonus is about to tell him off this racetrack.
A wave off there to the tower.
And they will pull the 99 of Craig Slonwhite over. No, they're not going to pull him over. Craig just sort of took another trip.
And you know what? If they continue to do this, I'm sure they're going to pull a scorecard. That would be the next move by the tour.
I don't want to seem like a complete dickhead here, but I did not. That was not my fault.
I fully agree, man. There was nothing that you did.
And guys, we talked about the contact. Chuck, you probably can't see the left rear corner of Sean Turple's zero car, but there's just a little dimple in it. It's not a big bang. It's just a little dimple in the left rear corner.
Well, you heard from the 99 of Craig Slonwhite. That's who we were eavesdropped into. The 99, not impressed right now. He is not.
Uh-oh, Danny Harvey's on the racetrack. Our race director is on the racetrack now. That is not good. And folks, they have instant replay up here. They were looking at it for a good 2 or 3 minutes. If the instant replay believes that they got into each other, that'll be the one. And Art Steves, black flag, down to the racetrack. And the 99 car will receive the black flag this time by.
I think they're having a heated discussion. I would say.
I think that would be a fair assessment to whoever's on the radio there. As we work lap 134, the 99 of Craig Slonwhite getting the black flag tonight. Tough, tough deal for the 99. Having a great race here tonight. Unfortunate incident. The zero car of Turple sideways. There was a little bit of contact there, Tim, according to what we're hearing from next door. Not much damage on the front of that 99.
I have never seen Danny Harvey this upset.
He wants.
And he is upset.
He wants to get this race back underway. You're tuned in live tonight to the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour. It is the Nova Truck Center's 150. You got a truck rolling down the road in the Maritimes. You need to get it fixed. Don't forget Nova Truck Centers. You want to do that? 4 locations, I believe, Tim?
Truro, Dartmouth, and Westville. Beautiful. So you're on your way up to Antigonish. Slonwhite is out of the race car. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for him.
Craig Slonwhite out of the race car wants to have a chat with someone.
His wife is coming down the stairs. Is that the one that we're having a chat with?
Not sure.
Okay.
Not sure. Tell you what, we'll step out, take a quick break here on Race Time Radio. We'll be back. The finish of this one, don't go anywhere. This one is just unbelievable.
I'm John Roberts from Speed in the Hub. You're listening to Race Time Radio.
Racetime Radio.
How about the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series? Jason Hathaway, you've had your way with pretty well everybody on oval tracks, especially when they're tight racetracks.
Yeah, it's a great racetrack up there.
Typical Quebec race fans do, right? They get into it.
Oh, yeah, we love going up there. It's, the series always puts on a good show, and the fans love having it.
If it happened on the track, you'll hear it on Racetime Radio. Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern on Canada Talks. Sirius XM 167.
Saturday, June 27th, the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Series is back on track.
Last year, we had an early wreck, and we ended up at the back. And the long run, yeah, we need to be up front.
Join us live from Flamborough Speedway.
It's always been one of my favorites.
Worldwide at 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Summer, we're here, we're going. It's nice to finally be at the racetrack.
The Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Race 2.
Let's keep our nose clean for the first 50 laps, and the last 50 laps, it's game on and go for what you can get.
He just appeared out of nowhere.
Bob Merrifield Copperfield right there.
It's 100 laps of intense side-by-side Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup racing. Live flag-to-flag coverage right here on racetimeradio.com.
Turn 1's going to be full of action as soon as that green flag comes down.
I'll let you know in 100 laps.
Tonight's live Racetime Radio broadcast is presented by Dawson Dental Centers, family and cosmetic dentistry, proudly serving 18 communities across Ontario, offering personalized treatment to ensure your smile is Victory Lane ready. Visit DawsonDental.ca, Quality Inn, Halifax Airport, free hot breakfast, and free parking for 2 weeks with all rooms booked. The Quality Inn, Halifax Airport, the official stay of the Racetime Radio broadcast crew. Also powered by VP Racing Fuels, the worldwide leader in race fuel technology. There's only one IWK 250.
Woo! Keep her one piece.
Saturday, July 17th, under the lights at Riverside International Speedway.
The race is going to be good, and it's amazing how competitive it is.
It's Canada's most prestigious, richest stock car race to win. Featuring NASCAR Camping World Truck Series champion Matt Crafton.
A lot of great racing. That series always puts on, I think, the best shows. It's going to have a lot of fun in front by the end of the night.
Yeah, perfect, perfect line.
The stars of the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour will be out Saturday, July 17th.
The IWK race in particular, the fans are great up there. It's an exciting weekend.
The Chisholm's up there at Nova Scotia just do an incredible job with that facility in that race and the IWK.
Never underestimate the competition. You know, those guys would like nothing better than to beat me and have that on their resume, and I know that.
Woo! I had to use the bumper a little bit. I normally don't race that way, but anyway, I had to do it. He was holding me up, so I've come close to winning this race a few other times, and we just didn't get it done, so I can't believe it, actually. I really can't.
For advanced tickets and event details, get to riversidespeedway.ca.
As long as nobody else wins it, then I guess I still have bragging rights. If somebody else wins it, I have to go make sure I can get a second one to have that stacked on top.
Now six-car single file line, three cars back, the 2x2 all the way back.
Spinning the world of motorsports
to bring you the most comprehensive coverage around.
This is Racetime Radio
with your host, Joe Chisholm.
And welcome back, everyone, live tonight from Scotia Speed World in Halifax, Nova Scotia. You cannot get a better race live tonight here in Canada. The ultimate in short track professional racing. We got it tonight for you. The 53 of Cole Butcher leads this field and will be on the pole for the restart. 134 laps in, Jerry Paxton. This just may be the restart of Cole Butcher's career so far right here.
This is one he cannot make a mistake. He's got to be on his game because we know Greg Proud on the outside is going to be quick. One of the concerns, guys, that was being expressed down here on pit road during all the shenanigans going on was some of these drivers are getting low on fuel. A lot of caution laps run. They've used up more fuel than they thought they would. There is some concern that could come into play. It's only a few laps, but it could be enough.
Caution lights out. The Dartmouth Dodge pace car heads down pit road. Tim Terry, you don't want to use it all up. How do you conserve and save in this race?
I think you got to go now. Green flag flies, 15 laps remaining. Greg Proud was on it on the outside. Proud going to try to clear the 53 down into corner number one, and the 29 car going to try to drive away on the outside line with the lead. 53 fighting back on the inside as the 51 car's off the base down the back straightaway. Greg Proud will lead that lap.
And Greg Proud now in turn number two. Slides up the racetrack. Here comes Butcher in the 53.
as they drag race down the back straightaway.
It's Greg Proud on the outside, 53, looking underneath. He's under there. He's back inside Proud, going down the back stretch.
The 29 does lead that lap, but Jerry Paxton, look at the race.
It is hard racing. They are giving it all they've got. Both drivers want the win. Neither one's going to give it up. They're going for it in every way. Cole Butcher has got that car underneath the 29 of Proud again. And down the back straightaway, Proud has the advantage. This time, Butcher's going to dive it in hard.
It's Butcher underneath Proud coming off turn four. They drag race down the front straightaway.
The 29 of Proud still out front. I'm telling you, just by an inch, if that. Now on the backstretch, the 53 car, Tim Terry, looks like he'll have the advantage coming off of turn four this time.
Proud went wide in corners three and four. Butcher back to the lead, and back to the lead by 7/8 of car length. The 29 of Greg Proud still holding. Darren McKinnon in position number three. Boys, something has to give. The 29 trying to find a spot on the line. Hello, Shaw's towing. 18 of Darren McKinnon to the inside of the 29. This could free this up for Butcher. Nine to go.
And this is going to get bad if Butcher slows down in any way. He's got two cars right up underneath his rear end. Right now, Butcher out in front, side by side. The 18 of McKinnon, the 29 of Proud.
18's looking under.
There's going to be a gap open up behind the 18 if you want to hear once again on the backstretch.
Down into turn three, and it's 18 looking under 53. 53 leads the 18 off turn four down the straightaway.
Yeah, that opening isn't going to be there long. Oh, and the 29 car did slide it in, as his spotter said. But I'll tell you.
66 and Darrell Meyer around in the back straightaway. He got in to the 67 of Blinkhorn to send him around. Caution flag will fly.
A tough, tough break for the 66 of Darrell Meyer. He's got problems with that race car.
He's got some major issues, Joe, in the front. I think he's got a wheel, a right front flat. It's the front nose is tore off. And they're going to jack this car up. I would say they got a right front flat here in pit road.
You got to hate it for the 66 of Darrell Meyer. What a fantastic night that driver has had. Talk about bad luck. Last week, Riverside International Speedway, hard, hard impact. When the throttle hung open, it cost Darrell a brand new race car. He's got the 66, his other car. And it was running fantastic tonight. Had a fourth place finish in the season opener here at Scotia Speed World. He was running top five pretty well all night. Tim Terry, he's on pit road now with heavy damage.
Yeah, he and the 67 definitely came together on the back straightaway. He drifted up, or the 67 drifted down, whatever the case may be. There was definite contact there on the back straightaway between the 67 and the 66. They are looking it over next door on the instant replay, and they'll make that decision over there. But, man, it's been a tough night for that 67. He's got damage almost in all four corners, cosmetic by the looks of it. But the 89 of Donald Chisholm, going to put him up here. Marty Prevost in fourth. And how about Steve Ross? Steve Ross in the number 24 is looking at a top five run here maybe at the end of the race.
The 66 of Darrell Meyer is making his way back out trackside. Jerry, car looks good, sounds good going by here or what?
It does. It doesn't sound or look like it's got any major damage to it. He's going to give it what he's got, that's for sure. And one of the things I'm going to have to watch, this restart's going to be unbelievable with Cole Butcher in the 53, the 18 of Darren McKinnon on the front row. Remember, we talked about McKinnon. He's been slowly coming forward. This was their plan from the outset. They said, you'll see him when the race gets into the closing laps. And there he is. He's going to start outside pole.
13 cars on the lead lap here at Scotia Speed World. Your last car on the lead lap, the 32 of Sarah McKay. Your leader, the 53 of Cole Butcher. We are on lap 142. It's the Nova Truck Center's 150. DJ Casey back on pit road.
He's been there for a little while.
The race has not been slowed that many times, Tim Terry. I'm talking maybe seven cautions in this race. Not a bad race at all here tonight.
And we only have three drivers out of this race. Sean Pierce is 98 laps down. He had the Panhard bar break on that car. Something broke in the 94 DJ Casey, and something broke inside the helmet of the 99 of Craig Slonwhite, and he is out of the race as well. So three drivers have parked it for the evening, and everybody else still on the racetrack, albeit 13 on the lead lap, all the way back to Sarah McKay in car number 32. Field is doubled up. Looks like we're going to get ready to go back to racing.
You want to talk about an exciting race? I'll tell you, this one here takes the cake for me so far in 2015. How about you, Paxton? What do you think?
This has been a race no one could have predicted what we've seen. We've seen different leaders. We've seen races all over the racetrack for position. And I was going to say, the number 97 has moved his way to eighth. He's inside the top 10. Not bad for a guy who couldn't get that car working all day.
Lights out atop of the Dartmouth Dodge Pace Car. Here we go. Tim Terry, green flag.
7 laps to go. Great start for the 53 car of Cole Butcher. Oh, 97 car stacks up half the field behind. They keep it straight. We stay green flag racing. Hickox is going to make his way into the top 10 as the 18 and 53 side by side for the lead. Give it to the 53 this time by. What a run off the corner for the 18.
Into turn one and two they come, and it is the 18. Trying to make it work on the outside, but Cole Butcher is not to be denied. He's got the 53 down the back straightaway. Sparks from underneath as he bottoms it out of the corner.
In your corner, Bill. Middle layer at your door. Middle layer at your corner panel.
It's 53 leading McKinnon into turn three off of four, and he leads down the front straightaway.
Lap 146 in the books, Tim Terry. This has been an amazing race. The 53, Tim Lowe, number 53 of Cole Butcher out front. The 18 of McKinnon, the 29 of Proud, the 11 of Prevost, 67 of Blankhorn. Look at the top five.
53 of Butcher trying to take away this one. Half car length advantage on the 18 of Darren McKinnon. McKinnon going to try to reel him in, but the 53, Joe, has to be perfect here. Two to go.
Unbelievable race tonight under the lights of Scotia Speed World. Art Steve, starter for the Tour, shows the boys twin sticks. It's coming down to the closing stages here, Jerry Paxton.
And Cole Butcher leads them around. The white flag greets him as he comes down the front straightaway. Butcher down the front, shoots at turn number one. Darren McKinnon in the 18 right on his back bumper as they come down two. Arch down the back straightaway. This is it, final turn.
Through three and
into three and four. He'll bring it down the front straightaway. The checkers fly. Cole Butcher will win the Nova Truck Center 150.
Unbelievable race tonight at Scotia Speed World. You can't get any tighter than that for a race. Brad Mann, what a show.
It was a show, and Cole Butcher finally gets his win after leading the first race here all night long and having lost it on the end. He's got to be a happy youngster. And what a finish, what a run for Darren McKinnon out of the island. The Greg Proud with the big Dodge motor comes home third. And what about Marty Prevost from the back of the field to finish fourth? What a night of racing we saw here.
The 29 of Greg Proud, an amazing run for the 29. You want to talk about notes, Jerry Paxton. That guy will be putting them in that 29. Unbelievable.
Greg Proud was incredibly strong all night long. We saw him go. He just kept working it out towards the front. But Cole Butcher, it was his night. He ran hard. He ran clean. He pushed his way in. And you know what? I think he had a couple of real good restart lessons tonight.
Unbelievable race. The Nova Truck Center's 150 is in the books for the first time. How about the number 53 of Cole Butcher in victory lane? Brad, I don't know what else you could do behind the wheel of these race cars to make this show better. Impossible.
Well, Butcher got a lesson early with some restarts where he kind of got snookered by Chisholm, so he probably learned from that, and he had the last couple of restarts were perfect restarts, and he didn't make any mistakes to get his first win tonight.
Tim Terry, down to you trackside.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's head of the car. I can hear you now. Cole Butcher! We'll get the helmet and the horns off. Congratulations from the crew. It's about time. Cole Butcher, you are a winner on the Parts of Trucks Pro Stock Tour.
Yeah, now I can take these stickers off the car. Thank you.
Let's talk about that battle because you had the 29 of Greg Proud there. You had the 18 of Darren McKinnon there. You had to hold off a lot of strong cars.
Yeah, I was worried about the 18 car. He seemed pretty good all day. I know he started late in the field, so I was worried about him, but I got a really good start and we raced clean.
And you showed a lot of patience with that 89 car.
Yes, a lot of patience. You know, Donald had a really good car, but I knew he was using a lot of the track, and I could just get under him. But, you know, I can't thank the team a lot. You know, we've been struggling these last couple of races, but, you know, we've turned a no-luck race, but now we can take them off. So, you know, I'm sure we'll have a good night, and I just can't thank my crew enough. And my sponsors, Lantolo, Top Construction, Hanging on Fisheries, Fred M. Dunphy, everybody, the whole crew, Shannon, David, Mom, Dad, Joe, Greg, Pixie, James, Jarrett, Joshua, all of them. You can't take them enough. There's a lot of them.
And the home racetrack where you cut your teeth, you get your first win.
Yeah, me and Shannon were talking about this week. This is where Dylan cut his teeth, so, you know, it's good to do that. And, you know, it's just awesome.
We're going to send you up to the podium right there. Peter McGilvery is waiting with your trophy. Congratulations, driver number 53. Ladies and gentlemen, one more time, Cole Butcher.
And down here now with Darren McKinnon. Darren, that was a heck of a race. And you know what? Your crew told me at the beginning you were going to be there at the end. You were.
Yeah, it's good to be there at the end. And can't congratulate 53 enough on his first victory. And I'm happy for second.
Now, that you didn't need that last couple of cautions because you seem to be on a roll there.
Yeah, it was rolling real good at the last part of the race. I didn't want to see the caution, but that's what it is sometimes.
And you ran them clean.
Yeah, we run them clean.
That's always important in this, isn't it?
Yeah, keep the fenders on it. Oh, yeah, and I'd like to thank my new sponsor out in Fort McMurray, True North Automotive. And I'd like to say hello to a few friends out in Fort McMurray, my sister and Nathan.
Well, we know they're listening because we've been tweeting all night long. They came from everywhere. Darren McKinnon comes home second tonight.
Unbelievable run for the 18. Let's throw it down to Brad Mann. I know he's with a real happy Greg Proud.
I'm here with the driver of the 29 Dodge car with the big Dodge motor from PEI, Greg Proud. You have to be quite happy with the run here tonight, buddy.
Yeah, the guys put a crazy setup in the car before the feature. It came around, but big motors hard on the tires, and I like leading, and I pushed her hard, and there was nothing left at the end.
That's funny because I had the conversation with the guys up in the booth earlier today about tires and the big motors, and you can burn them up in a hurry, and you've got to be happy with the car. I was at Petty. You were really good there. You were good here opening day. You had a part broken opening day, so you've got to be pretty happy with this hot rod this year.
Yeah, we had top three car every race this year so far, and you got to be in the top three to win, so we're going to get it soon.
All right, folks, that's your third place finisher for tonight, the 29 Dodge car from PEI, Greg Proud.
Unbelievable run here tonight. The Nova Truck Center's 150. What a race tonight. The 53 car nails his first win in the Parts for Truck Series. Cole Butcher is one happy guy. Celebrations continue on the front stretch. We'll have a quick break. When we come back, we'll give you a full field rundown. We'll grab some of the drivers that are still left around, and we'll get you up to date on everything trackside here from Scotia Speed World. Stay with us.
Oh, I know. It goes, asphalt's racing on dirt for planting potatoes. But I ain't saying that.
You already did.
I've been working like a dog with my nose to the ground. If I don't loosen up these chains, I'm going to lose my mind.
There's no question. The day is coming. You're going to have to fix your vehicle. ABC Auto Parts Centers are ready. The quality parts you need are already in stock with 44 locations featuring brand names like WeatherTech, AC Delco, Daco, Bram, and Total Lubricants. ABC Auto Parts Centers, ready for your tomorrow today. ABC, proudly Canadian owned and operated. Saturday, June 27th, the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Series is back on track.
Last year we had an early wreck and we ended up at the back, and the long run, yeah, we need to be up front.
Join us live from Flamborough Speedway.
It's always been one of my favorites.
Worldwide at 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Summer, we're here, we're going. It's nice to finally be at the racetrack.
The Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Race 2.
Just have to keep our nose clean for the first 50 laps, and the last 50 laps, it's game on and go for what you can get.
He just appeared out of nowhere.
Bob Merrifield, Copperfield, right there.
It's 100 laps of intense side-by-side Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Racing. Live flag-to-flag coverage right here on racetimeradio.com.
Turn 1's going to be full of action as soon as that green flag comes down.
I'll let you know in 100 laps.
Tonight's live Racetime Radio broadcast is presented by Thassen Dental Centers, family and cosmetic dentistry, proudly serving 18 communities across Ontario, offering personalized treatment to ensure your smile is Victory Lane ready. Visit DawsonDental.ca, Quality Inn, Halifax Airport, free hot breakfast, and free parking for 2 weeks with all rooms booked. The Quality Inn, Halifax Airport, the official stay of the Racetime Radio broadcast crew. Also powered by BP Racing Fuels, the worldwide leader in race fuel technology.
Let's get ready for four tires, guys.
If you've got the need for speed,
they're racing door to door in turn four,
then you've come to the right place.
It's Racetime Radio
with your host, Joe Chisholm.
And we are back with you live tonight. Scotia Speed World, what a barn burner. Man, oh man, if you miss this race tonight, if you're just tuned in, you'll have to get to racetimeradio.com and have a listen to this Nova Truck Centers 150. It will blow your mind. Tim Terry, what a night. I see you're going to take a photo. You go ahead and keep your deal going. Jerry Paxton, who have you caught up with, buddy?
I caught up with Brad Eddy down here. Brad, you had a rocket ship of a race car when you started tonight, and then something just kind of went off.
Yeah, it's King Racing always puts together a great car, and tonight was no different. We were fastest car all day, and just couldn't figure out one of the bugs in the car. We're thinking it might be master cylinder, but it's just inconsistent fuel going in all night, and I got into my good buddy Dylan there and had to apologize to him right away. I think he could have been a contender with the 53 tonight if it wasn't for me, but other than that, I mean, I'm proud of my guys. Just a little bit of adversity, but if we keep pressing, it'll come to us.
Well, there's no doubt you had the rocket ship of a race car. We went back to the practice sessions, and when you can put a 14.27 on the board, you've got a good race car under you.
Oh, yeah. The thing was a rocket. We were struggling with the track grip all day, but, I mean, if it wasn't for me locking the brakes up and qualifying, I don't know what we would have ran. But either way, I mean, if we can't put it together in the long run, then a short-run race car is only look good on paper.
The next one's a little longer.
The next one's a little longer, and I love that stuff. So we'll see how it goes. And I think now we got all the little kinks worked out, and I think we got one left. And we'll see. We might get out a test. I don't even know. I might not be in it next week. We'll see. But it's up to Rolly and up to King Racing. But I think we can put it together if we're persistent.
Brad Eddy, a little bit disappointed, but happy with the race car tonight.
Unbelievable race car driver, that number 13 King Freight car, Brad Eddy. He's going to win one of these pro stock races. You can see it coming. Let's throw it down now to Brad Mann down in turns 3-4. Who have you got, Brad?
Well, Joe, I've caught up with Daryl Murr, the 66 car, who had a great night until late in the race. And, Daryl, you got to be happy with the hot rod until late in the going here.
Yeah, I'm really happy. I mean, to start second last and then be able to progress the whole way and have a top five car. It's definitely nice after the last week.
They tell me you hit the wall a ton in Attigonish, so obviously that's not the same car. You were just telling me that was your new car, so this is an older car you brought out?
Yeah, the Attigonish car is the car. I only run that car normally in Attigonish. This is a new car I built a couple years ago with Dean Clattenburg, and it handles great. I've only been running it at this track, so probably now we'll decide what we're going to do, whether if we go to the IWK with it, we'll probably end up taking this car too.
Anytime you can come from the back of the field in this stout field with a bunch of drivers, you had some issues earlier in the day. You were telling me it was a kink fuel line. You want to just talk a little bit about how simple but how much trouble something simple can be?
Yeah, for sure. The car in the practices, I could run about 10 laps, maybe 7, 8 laps, and it would start to stutter almost like it was running out of fuel or like it was having an electrical breakdown. So we changed the carburetor in the first practice, then we changed the coil, plugs, wires, distributor, and then kept, you know, worked our way back through the car all day and couldn't find it. You know, by the time you come off the track and get off, you run a couple laps and get back off, you ruin a practice. So we ended up at the end finding down inside the fuel cell, the pickup line had a little kink in it, and once it would get enough suction after 4 or 5 laps, it would start to collapse it off and start for fuel.
These cars are real fidgety, Joe, and that just shows how much work goes into making these things run. And it's good that they caught it before the race started, but a good run for Daryl Murr, just not the finish he was hoping for.
I'll tell you, that's heartbreak for the 66. Not indicative of the race he has had here tonight at Scotia Speed World. That is another car we got to keep our eye on through the course of 2015. Daryl Murr, he is going to go to victory lane one of these nights real soon. Unbelievable finish. Let's give you a full field rundown right now. The 53 of Cole Butcher nails it. Picks up his first win. Celebrations continue on the front stretch. The 18 car of Darren McKinnon finishes second. In third spot, the 29 of Greg Proud. In fourth tonight at Scotia Speed World, how about Marty Prevost in the 11th? In fifth spot, the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn. In sixth, Donald Chisholm in the 89 car. In 7th spot, it was the 0 of Sean Turpel. In 8th spot, the 5 of Jonathan Hicken. In 9th spot, the 24 of Steve Ross. A great run for the 24, a top 10 finish. In 10th spot, the 97 of John Fleming. In 11th spot, it was the 13 of Brad Hetty. In 12th, the 32 of Sarah McKay. In 13th spot, the 66 of Daryl Marr. In 14th spot, the 22 car of Joel Hiscock. In 15th, the 14 car of Terry Duguay. In 16th spot, it was the 8 of Kent Vincent. In 17th, the 51 of Vance Haynes. In 18th spot, the 99 of Craig Slonwhite. In 19th, it was the 91 of Dylan Gosby. In 20th spot, the 94 of DJ Casey. And rounding out your field tonight, in 21st finishing position, the 21 car of Sean Pierce. All official or all results are unofficial. Let's throw it down to Tim Terry. Tim, what's going on down there? Looks like a party still going on.
Yeah, I'm down here with the Meehans watching all this Victory Lane celebration going on here. And the pressure is off. That's the buzzword around here. Pressure is off. First win is out of the way. Now does win number 2 come in the Lindy 100 next week? In a couple of weeks, we're going to run the Lucas Oil 100 over there on July or August 1st. That's going to be a great race. We got a great summer coming up, Joe. Lindy 100 coming up next week at Petty International Raceway. Cummins 100 coming up at Speedway 660 the week after that. The summer is just kicking off. This is going to be exciting. If this was any indication tonight, these next races coming down the line are going to be good. You're going to want to get to Petty International Raceway next Saturday at 6.
Yeah, you're going to have to bolt that hat on if you're going to get anywhere close to the track. This action, unbelievable. Jerry Paxton, final thoughts for tonight's Nova Truck Centers 150. What a night.
How do you top a barn burner like this one? This was an unbelievable race. And, Cole Butcher picking up his first win. And we saw some incredible guys putting on a great show. We saw a lot of lead changes, a lot of passing. There were a lot of battles for position. It was just a tremendous race. I think it just sets us up for something for the rest of the season that maybe we weren't prepared for coming in here. But you want to look at those points come Monday morning, because we have jumbled everybody everywhere. There's no way you can figure it out tonight.
Brad Mann, final word for you tonight. What did you think of that race? As a veteran racer in this series, what did you think of that one?
Well, you got the young guns and you got the old guns putting on a show, Joe. And I've been around the sport for a long time. There was a lot of clean racing, a lot of good racing. We thought last year when we did the 200 Dodge 200 here that we couldn't top that. Well, folks, we topped that tonight. I know you enjoyed listening to it out there, and back in our my own province in New Brunswick, the guys all asked a lot about this racing. Well, if you listened to it and you enjoyed it on the program, you ought to be here in the seats. You really missed something special here tonight as another young gun gets his first win. Remember, that's three wins for three young guys and one win for one old guy. So this is a exciting series, all age groups, and we're in for lots more exciting races before the year's over.
Yeah, I don't think anybody in the world can tell me that they've got the wrong shocks on these cars out here. In the Maritimes, the Parts for Truck Tour, unbelievable job here tonight, as a great job was done down on pit road by Jerry Paxton in turn 1 and 2. Brad Mann, veteran pro stock driver, now in the booth with us tonight on pit road, filling in for Josh Paxton. Hey, Josh, what did you think of that, buddy? I bet. Big smile. You can see it from here. Tim Terry, incredible job. Take it away down there. You got a quick word?
Yeah, I'm down here. What hat do you have on tonight, Ann Butcher?
What?
You have your mother hat on tonight, right?
I do have my mother hat on tonight, yes.
Great to see the first win finally, right?
First win, it's nice to be at a home track, yes.
And we're going to party later tonight?
Oh, yes, definitely.
There's Ann Butcher, a woman of not too many words tonight, unless you get her on the right day.
Yeah,
you usually lot. She's excited down here, Joe.
The party continues at Scotia's. Unbelievable night of action. As mentioned, if you missed it, get to racetimeradio.com and have a listen all the way through. Unbelievable race here tonight. Got to thank Susie Q back in the Racetime Radio studio for hooking us up and getting us out to the world. Remember to tune in Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Sirius XM Channel 167 or right here on the Racetime Radio live stream. You'll never miss a moment right here on Racetime Radio. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. I'm Joe Chisholm. That's it from Scotia Speed World. Our next live broadcast for the Parts for Trucks Tour will be live from Riverside International Speedway. The IWK 250 is coming up. Matt Crafton against these guys. Look out, Matt Crafton. You better have your homework done this year. You'll be in for a whooping. Trust me. Unbelievable. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Have a great race weekend. We'll catch you Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Thanks for listening to Racetime Radio. Visit us on the web at www.racetimeradio.com. Or leave a message on our 24-hour listener hotline, 1-888-5-RACETIME. That's 1-888-572-2384. We hope you'll join us again next time for more Racetime Radio.
Come on now, dig, dig, dig.
Exclusively on your home for the hardcore race fan.
Excellent, buddy, excellent.